Texas GOP candidate, media's silence on American deaths is racist. By Neil Monroe on July 17, 2026. The establishment media is spotlighting the deaths of two migrants killed during ICE arrests this month, but is saying little about the many more Americans who are killed by the prior White House's welcome policy for millions of legalized and illegal migrants. "These are all Americans who were killed by illegal aliens," said a social media post by Beau French, who is the pro-American GOP candidate for the powerful but little-recognized post of the Texas Railroad Commissioner. The post shows the faces of 52 Americans murdered by migrants, with a message from French. "The media and Democrats showed zero outrage over these senseless deaths, but they are in overdrive trying to convince you that removing illegals, which is dangerous work, is racist. Screw their feelings. Remove them all." The sharply different coverage is visible this month because officers with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency killed two illegal migrants during two bungled traffic stops, even as ICE officers successfully arrest many thousands of other illegal migrants without incident. Many of the headlines downplayed or hid the migrants' illegal status. ICE officer shot and killed a motorist in Maine. After ICE fatally shot multiple people, officials speak out. ICE suspends traffic stops after two shooting deaths. Man shot to death by ICE agent in southern Maine. ICE-involved shooting leaves one person dead in Maine. Many TV segments and articles also played up the pain and loss suffered by the migrants' families. "My dad had been taken away from me," sons of man killed by ICE speak out. Partner of man fatally shot by ICE agent in Maine speaks out. "My daughter asks for papa," family of Maine man killed by ICE agent speaks to media. But the death of 6-year-old Callie Toller was unmarked in the nation's prestige press, but was covered by Breitbart News. Jamie Santiago Corona, a 33-year-old illegal alien, has been arrested by the Pitt County Sheriff's Office and charged with misdemeanor death by vehicle, failure to stop for a stop sign, careless and reckless driving, and driving with a revoked license. On July 3, according to police, 35-year-old Kelly Toller was driving to get lunch with her two children, 6-year-old Kelly Toller and 4-year-old Colton Toller, just before heading to a community pool. Corona, driving a pickup truck with a revoked license, allegedly ran a stop sign and T-boned Kelly and her children. Kelly and Colton were rushed to a nearby hospital with serious injuries, while Kelly was pronounced dead at the scene. Kelly, a Facebook post reads, "Love to dance. Family and friends are now raising money for Kelly and her husband, Quentin, to help offset funeral costs," the report said. The contrast between the media's treatment of dead Americans versus migrants has been recognized by many Americans. Thousands of Americans have been killed by migrants in recent years, but there is no official count of the death toll. A few American volunteers, however, have identified at least 1,200 Americans killed by migrants with clubs, knives, guns, autos, or trucks. There is also no official count of the thousands of migrants who died in jungles, rivers, mountains, and deserts while trying to reach the welcome offered by President Joe Biden. There is an official count, but very few media articles, of the thousands of migrants who die as off-the-books labor in U.S. workplaces within the nationwide migrant economy. Some of Donald Trump's officials spotlight the two-tier media policy. In January 2026, for example, Trump orders R. Tom Homan slammed the Democrats' street mobs in Minneapolis who opposed enforcement of the migration laws. Where were they the last 4 years when the number of women and children being sex trafficked was an all-time high? Where were they when 250,000 Americans died from fentanyl coming across the border? Where were they when women and children were dying making that journey? Where were they when over 4,000 aliens making that journey died? A historic record. Where were they? Not a word. Breitbart News, however, keeps track of the myriad deaths enabled by the eagerness of business-funded progressives to welcome migrants into the United States. Breitbart also tracks the many lives saved by President Donald Trump's policy of secure borders. Amid the media's effort to downplay the deaths of Americans, editors hire reporters who are eager to write many sob stories about migrants who lose their jobs or visas. In March, The San Francisco Standard posted a 70-paragraph story about an Indian family who were imported to work at two well-paid jobs in Silicon Valley that would otherwise be worked by American professionals. But the reporter ignored American job losses as he lovingly describes the family's visa problems. Since then, JK has been stranded in India. She doesn't sleep much, she's lost weight. Back in San Jose, SG and the kids are muddling through, feeling the strain. None of them know when they'll be reunited. I think it's an inhuman way of rejecting people from their visa, JK said. It's been almost 4 months. They should have been able to find a solution if they really want to help. JK is one of at least hundreds of H-1B holders stuck abroad with no clear end in sight due to what appears to be a bureaucratic hiccup caused by the new social media screening policy. A WhatsApp group of H-1B holders stranded in India has more than 750 members trading tips and commiserating over their shared, absurd fate. Advocates and attorneys say thousands may be affected, but it's impossible to know for certain. They say no agency is definitively tracking how many people like JK are stuck abroad. But media outlets ignore the huge damage to millions of white-collar Americans who are being pushed aside by companies eager to hire cheap and submissive migrant labor. The H-1B visa program is being abused at levels I don't think most understand, Representative Riley Moore, RWV, told Breitbart News in July. Not only being abused by the people who are applying through H-1B, but in particular, specifically by these large corporations who are using the H-1B visa program to displace the American worker. You can look up these companies that are applying for H-1B visas. For jobs such as computer programmers, accountants, you name it. The American worker is the only worker on planet Earth that has to compete with labor from all over the world inside their own borders, Moore added.